Ever wanted to know what it takes to become a successful trader? Alex shares his journey to becoming a trader and interviews successful traders along the way to help you. You're listening to Be the Trader.
Hey everyone, I just want to take a quick moment to let you know I'm partnered with Cobra Trader. They're a great broker, give great discounts to all my listeners, especially if you're a short seller. Check them out, let them know you heard from the show. This episode is sponsored by TickPlex by Financial Decor. These guys create really beautiful custom design ticker plaques with your favorite ticker symbols that you can decorate your home office, your bedroom, or anywhere you'd like of your favorite tickers, whether you had a big win or a loss. Kind of like a trophy is the way I see it. I love these designs. They're designed on a beautiful wooden plaque, and also they are laser printed. Check them out. TickPlex by Financial Decor, and be sure to use the promo code BETHETRADER, one word, BETHETRADER. For more details, look in the description below. Hey guys, I just want to take a moment to share with you some awesome news. I just started a newsletter, and you're probably like, what's so awesome about that? Well, it's not your typical newsletter, because I'm going to give back to you, the people who subscribe to the newsletter. Number one, you will be getting updates on my YouTube exclusive videos, the podcast episodes, and articles and blogs all about trading. But how is it different? I'm going to give back to you guys. I'm going to select randomly different subscribers who are in the newsletter and give them either the opportunity to have a one-on-one call with me. Maybe I'll give them a free trading book, one of my favorite trading books, just to name one, Trading in the Zone. And also, and not only, because there's many, many more ideas that we're going to be doing and implementing, but another idea is maybe win the Billions box set. This popular show on Showtime, Billions. If you don't know about it, definitely look it up, because it should be everyone's favorite show if you're a trader. At least it's one of my favorites. So I want to give back to you guys, because you guys mean a lot to me. And I just don't want to only provide content, but I want to say thank you, right? And I provide content by saying thank you, but I also want to say thank you by giving back. So thank you guys, and you guys take care. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Be the Trader. Today, I want to talk about what I've been going through today. And today is Friday, 9/25/2020, September 25th, if you're bad at numbers. But just to let you know, I had a conversation with Nate McCaw today, a private conversation, because I was feeling a little down today. You know, I want to share this because, you know, one of the biggest reasons why I started this show, actually the main reason, is I wanted to share the story of my own journey so that maybe my future, you know, maybe grandkids or someone in the future in my family can watch it and see, you know, regardless of the outcome of how this all pans out, just how you just don't give up. You just keep pushing forward. And so today I've been feeling like, you know, for me, I ended up taking a trade that wasn't my setup. I did. And I told myself it was okay before I took the trade. I knew it wasn't my setup. I was watching two other stocks that had my setup. They just, at the time, you know, in hindsight, it's a good lesson. I'll share this now. But at the time, I was just like, man, they're not really setting up great. They're opening weak. I like stuff to open strong. I already borrowed shares and I already paid for this. So that got in my head, like I already paid to borrow shares. For those who don't know what that means, when you are a short bias trader, meaning you're betting that the stock price is going to go lower, sometimes you have to pay to borrow those shares, even if you don't use them. And, you know, I have a great broker, Cobra. For those who know, they have great borrows, great discounts, especially if you go through me, since I am partner with them. But so I had a good discount on my borrows, but I still paid a lot in terms of I borrowed quite a bit of shares. And wasn't seeing me using them, like the likelihood of me using them wasn't high. And this is something I'm still working on, if I have to be honest. Still working on it. I mean, I've talked to Dux, and Dux is like, it's just, you know, it's not a big deal to him. Talked to Phil, and Phil's like, dude, it's part of the business. Tim Grittani feels the same way, and I'm still trying to get that way. Like, for the whole month of September, I've been fine. Like, I borrowed shares, I haven't done it, but today I slipped. And it's easy. I'm going to forgive myself. No big deal. But I have to at least share that it's going to happen. No one's perfect, right? Like, everyone makes mistakes. Like, all of these traders, Grittani, if you listen to a previous episode, he like shorted 5,000 shares of some stock that he thought he covered, and he didn't. He went on vacation, came back, and he was down quite a bit, six figures, if I remember correctly. And so we all make mistakes. Like, everyone makes it. I mean, Nate was sharing with me on the call that he's made some mistakes or he's taken some big hits. Like, we've all had losses. We've all made mistakes. And it still happens to everyone. But it's interesting for those guys, it's how they handle it, right? It's they've been there before. So I've been here before, right? I've broken my rules before. And I survive the next day because I don't break the number one rule, and that's cut losses, right? I cut my losses right away. But I'm not happy that I took that trade. I experimented. I thought the odds were high. That's why I took it. I was wrong, and it is what it is. But I'm just not happy I broke those rules when there was two trades that were my setup that if I was just only watching those two, that I would have been able to take a trade on both of them and been up maybe like four to 6R, which would have been awesome. Instead, I'm down 1R, which is we're actually 1.5R. So it's very frustrating when I see that. And at the time, I was already in the stock that wasn't my setup when I was watching the other ones, but they didn't look perfect. But it's because I wasn't really paying attention to them, right? I was looking at them with like a third eye, like not really paying attention because I'm in a stock. And so because of that, I wanted it to be perfect. And if I was paying attention, maybe I would have saw the signs to get in and would have been right on both, but I didn't. And I'm sharing this because number one, when I talk about it out loud, it helps me understand the lessons I'm learning. And it puts it back in my head and be like, look, I've been here before. Like, I've made mistakes and I can grow from it and I can continue to grow. And that's not a big deal. I can do that. And you know, it's the whole month of September has been a tough month for me in terms of no trades. Like, I haven't made any trades really. And so this month is going to be a scratch month for me. And so that sucks a little bit but at the same time it doesn't, because I've been so busy with the show on YouTube, the podcast, helping other people with their DMs, and just working on my two gigs and trading. So like it's been fine, but it did bother me today because the market was so busy today. It was so busy. There were so many setups. And in my head, I was like, man, none of these are mine. And that made me frustrated because I'm like, I feel like I should be further along. I feel like I should be trading more setups. And that's why I talked to Nate today. I was like, man, I feel like I should be further along. And, you know, he just basically said it's good to have other patterns in your arsenal. It really is. And I get that. It definitely is. I only have like three, four setups, right? Or three patterns, really. I say patterns, setups, just three types of plays I trade. And he trades big caps. And he was being as helpful as he could. He was telling me, like, you should try, you know, another way, maybe big caps. You should probably, you know, he's a momentum-based trader. So he was just sharing me his point of view and how I can size in better and maybe take more trades. And I appreciate it more than any. Like, he was open to talk with me on a private conversation and keep it between us and just being open to just basically helping me, right? That meant a lot to me. So thanks, Nate. I appreciate that. You're a good dude. And so I don't want you to think that I'm not listening. But I do know that I had a moment of weakness. I had a moment where I felt like I was that beginner trader again, or I felt like, man, I'm not moving as fast as I want, or I'm not making, right? My mind slipped into ego. Like, I'm not making the money I want to make right now. Like, I'm not growing as fast. Like, this month has been slow. And that is a challenge that I failed today for that quick moment. And I talked to him about it. And so I wanted that easy answer. And I realized that after I got off the call, I was like, wow, I had a moment of weakness. I know what I need to do. I know my way works. I know it moves the needle. It has been moving the needle. I've been growing my account. And so like, I'm now sizing up, and there just haven't been opportunities for me to really size up. So I can't really see the benefits yet of sizing up because there hasn't been one. And so today it was possible. It was possible it could have been one, but I wasn't paying attention. So it's my fault. It's my fault I missed it today. It's completely my fault. It's because I was trying to do things that I'm not good at or not familiar with. And it's because I was trying to do other things that other people are doing instead of focusing on me and my lane. And so I'm usually really good about sticking to my lane, but occasionally I will slip, and it happens. And what I'm very proud of is it doesn't happen often anymore. It's been a long time since this happened, but it happened today, and it may happen to you one day. And I want you to know that it's okay, man. You just got to forgive yourself and move forward. And I know tomorrow's Saturday, so I'll just relax. But Monday, I'm only going to trade my setups. And if it's my A-plus setup, I'm going in bigger size. And if it's an A setup, I'm going in full size, right? Like I say bigger, full, because it's bigger than my full size, right? So that is my plan. I'm going to stick with that and then start to grow the account even more. And because I've already found what works for me, I'm consistent. Why am I trying to branch out? And that's because of my ego, because I want to see those big numbers, right? And I don't even look at P&L every day. Remember, I don't upload till the end of the week. And so, and that's regularly, sometimes every 2 weeks. Like this month, I didn't upload until the end of the third week, because I was just like, there's nothing to upload, right? There's like 2 trades 1 week, 3 trades the next. It just didn't make sense. But it got to me today. There's moments of weakness where you sit back and instead of being grateful, right? Instead of thinking of like, I'm grateful for where I am right now. Like where I am right now is where I need to be, right? I need to be grateful for this moment, because if I'm not, then I can slip and I can, you know, easily come out of it and start looking at the market differently. And I don't want to do that. I want to, you know, with this path I'm on, I've been on a good path. I've been moving forward. I've been growing. And because of that, it's because I focus on process. It's because I stick to what works for me. And it's not because I'm branching out and trying something different just because of, and I have, it's so funny. It's like, it hasn't even been a rough month. Like there's a lot of, it could be much worse, right? I could have been trading, breaking my rules every day and losing this whole month, but it's not. So I'm grateful that I've recognized that I have made a mistake, that today is not the norm, and I can move forward and make adjustments. What can I do to tomorrow? What can I do Monday to make me better than I am today? And so Monday, it's just only focus on what I'm good at and deleting all the other tickers from my watch list. Like today I had like 5-6 tickers on my watch list that none of those fit my pattern except maybe 2 of them. And what I've noticed is in the past, I would just only put the ones that are my setup so I can focus on them. Because if you don't focus, or if I don't focus on them, I'll miss something. I'll miss the nuances. I'll miss little signs that happen within the pattern. Because there's patterns within the pattern, right? There's like human behavior that you start to recognize. Every stock trades a little differently, and you pick that up if you pay attention. And so that's really what I wanted to share is, it's, I had a moment of weakness, but I need to be grateful. You know, I've come a long way. I hit in November, it'll be a full year of consistency, which I'm very happy about. And I think because I'm saying that, it's also a little ego there that I need to understand that doesn't even matter anymore. What I need to focus on is just, what can I do now, right now, to go forward and grow? That's what I'm going to focus on. And so Monday, it's going to be back to the basics. I'm not sizing down. I'm not doing anything dramatic. I'm just going to actually continue to size up because it's a normal losing day. And so I'll just continue to grow this account and we'll see what happens. And if for some reason my pattern doesn't work, which it hasn't shown that today, those patterns worked great and I would have been part of it. And so one last thing that I've recognized is with patterns, depending on if it's an A-plus, A setup, like there's some patterns that I love that are A-plus setups, right? They're maybe spiking up 200%. I think I'm going to get 3R minimum from it, so I'm going to expect that, right? But there's some that may spike up 100%, but maybe they open 50% up though. Like they gave away most of its gains. it's unreasonable that I've recognized for me to expect the same return that when it was up 100%. And so I'm starting to learn to adjust. And when it's something that's an A plus setup, right? It's up 100, 200%, just for this argument's sake, let's say it's up 200%. Then I can go for 3, 4, 5 R, right? 3 R minimum. I can have that mindset. But when it's something that's maybe up like that, but then gives away a lot of its gains before the open, because I don't like to trade pre-market, and it's opening up 60% above, you know, the previous close, maybe I should consider a different type of risk reward. And I've thought about that, and I've kind of recognized that today the risk reward was a minimum of 2-1. And they could give you 3-1. Actually, some of them did. But it's just interesting that I'm starting to be observant of that and being a little bit more flexible within my pattern. And the only reason I know that is because I've only been trading the same pattern over and over and over. So it's like I recognize it right away. And it's also, here's the other thing. The thing, I'm not a great trader. Like, I don't think anybody's really a great trader, right? I think people are just great at recognizing what they're good at, and they're great at sticking to it. And they do practice, right? The only way they get good at it is they practice. And I think this should hit home, that, or at least for me it does. It's a bit egotistic for me to just think I can trade another setup right away with normal size and just trade anyway. Like, oh, I don't see mine, let me just trade this. Even like, because at that moment I must be thinking that I can read price action better than any, I'm just the best at reading price action. That's what makes me good. And I am good at, like, I've been reading it for a long time. I'm good at it, at my patterns. But it would be a slap in the face to the trader who only focuses on that pattern, right? There's a reason why at least everyone says stick to the patterns you're good at, stick to things you recognize. Because it takes time. It takes time. So, you know, one thing Nate told me is, like, you know what? If you're going to try this other way, like, if you're going to try new setups, do paper trading. And he said, he recommended that for me because he was like, look, if you know how to trade, like, you know the experience, the rush, the emotions that you deal with. So if you're going to trade it, make sure you trade it just like that, like the same, like, it's real. And I agree 100%. Like, if I do decide to paper trade big caps and try to play them just based off of momentum, it'd be a different type of trader. But I would stick to rules, plans that I set for that type of trading, then it'll be beneficial. But if I just trade it like it's fake money, because it is fake money, then I won't have any success. And I'm thinking about possibly doing that with big caps. I've said this before, and I just haven't done it because I've been so focused on my own and my own style of trading, because I found success in that. And I've been focusing on the show, Be the Trader, and on YouTube. And so it's just hard to do all those things at once. So what I may start dipping my toes in that when the market's been slow. Like, the next time, maybe it's not slow right now, because starting today, it looks picked up. But the next time the market's slow and there's nothing to trade on my setups, I'm going to go ahead and open up a paper account. And I'm going to go ahead and at least trade it like I would trade my real account. Because I want to get that experience. And so I'm not just sitting there like not gaining experience, right? And here's the thing. I definitely watch. Like, I sit there and maybe I'll watch a little bit. But there's a big difference when you're in a trade and when you're watching. So look, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure to write a review if you're listening on the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Write a review. If you're watching on the show on YouTube, please hit that thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell so you're notified for future episodes like this. And last but not least, be the trader that you want to be, that your friends and families can share with everyone. Be the story that they can share with their friends and family to inspire others. So thanks so much. Process over profits. Let's go.